Welcome back from a couple of days for Christmas break and Happy Kwanzaa. And for our friends in the UK and Canada, Happy Boxing Day. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of December. Glad you're with us. And yes, you did keep consuming during the season. We're going to talk about that first up. Also, gift cards and unspent dollars. It's quite a story. We'll do that in depth. Apple is trying to find a way to get its watches back to market. GM giving consumers yet another reason to pause buying an electric vehicle. We've got the Wall Street Report, and secret remote workers may increase next year. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I know we're a short week this week. We had a couple of days off, and it was great to be with family and friends. Hope that your holiday weekend was also really worthwhile. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Last year, consumers ramped up spending for the Christmas holiday by a whopping 7.1%. This year, however, it was more in line with historical standards at 3.1%. Still, given the fact that prices were higher along with higher credit card interest rates, it was a bit of a surprise to some that it was such a strong selling season. Clothing sales rose 2.4%, though jewelry sales fell by 2%, and electronics dipped roughly 0.4%. Online sales jumped 6.3% from a year ago, and in-person spending rose a modest 2.2%. Consumer spending, as we've said many times, accounts for nearly 70% of U.S. economic activity, and economists carefully monitor how Americans spend, particularly during the holidays, to gauge how they're feeling financially. Americans unexpectedly picked up their spending from October to November as the holiday season kicked off, underscoring their spending power in the face of higher costs. A broader picture of how Americans spent their money arrives next month when the National Retail Federation, that's the nation's largest retail trade group, releases its combined two-month statistics based on November through December sales figures from the Commerce Department. We think it will be healthy, so stay tuned. We're going to take a deep dive into gift cards and what happens to those that go unspent. Once again, according to the National Retail Federation, Americans will spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards, with restaurant gift cards being the most popular, and they make up one-third of those sales. Most of those gift cards will be redeemed, says Paytronix. That company tracks restaurant gift card sales. They say around 70% of gift cards are used within 6 months. But many cards, tens of billions of dollars worth, wind up forgotten or otherwise unused. That's when the life of a gift card gets more complicated, with expiration dates or inactivity fees that can vary state by state. In a July survey, the consumer finance company Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unspent gift card or voucher. The average value of unused gift cards, get this, is $187 per person, a total of $23 billion. And that's some serious money. The Associated Press is reporting that under a federal law that went into effect back in 2010, a gift card cannot expire for 5 years from the time it was purchased or from the last time someone added money to it. Some states require an even longer period. In New York, for example, any gift card purchased after December 10th of 2022 can't expire for 9 years. Some cards, especially generic cash cards from Visa or MasterCard, will start accruing inactivity fees if they're not used for a year, which eats away at their value. And if a retail store closes or goes bankrupt, a gift card would be worthless. So what should you do? Well, you can consider clearing out your stash on National Use Your Gift Card Day. It's a five-year-old holiday created by a public relations executive and now backed by multiple retailers. The next one, just mark it down in your calendar, is January 20th of 2024. So what happens to the money when a gift card goes unused? Well, that depends on the state where the retailer is incorporated. When you buy a gift card, a retailer can use that money right away. But it also becomes a liability. The retailer has to plan for the possibility that the gift card will be redeemed. Every year, big companies calculate breakage, which is the amount of gift card liability they believe won't be redeemed based on historical averages. For some companies, like Seattle-based Starbucks, breakage is a huge profit driver. Starbucks reported $212 million in revenue from breakage in 2022. But in at least 19 states, including Delaware, where many big companies are incorporated, retailers must work with state unclaimed property programs to return money from unspent gift cards to their consumers. Money that isn't recovered by individual consumers is spent on public service initiatives in the states. In the state's view, it shouldn't go back to the companies because they haven't provided a service to earn it. So now you know. Unused gift cards. Start looking for them right now. And remember, January 20 of next year is Use Your Unspent Gift Card Day. There's a bitter patent dispute going on that's keeping the popular Apple Watch away from consumers, and Apple has now filed an emergency motion to allow the company to once again sell them. That's all ahead of the outcome of a final decision on the matter. The company cut off sales right before the Christmas holiday, and it's estimated the lack of sales will cost Apple $300 to $400 million in holiday season sales. So what is this all about? Back on October 26, the U.S. International Trade Commission determined that Apple infringed on two patents owned by Masimo Corporation and Cercacor Laboratories, both U.S. companies. After a 60-day review, the ITC's decision became final, but the company had already pulled the watches from store shelves and removed them from its online sales lineup. The Cupertino, California tech giant stopped online sales of its Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 internet-connected watch on Thursday of last week in the U.S. after ITC rejected Apple's bid to get around a late October order blocking the company from using some technology underlying the blood oxygen measurement feature on the watches. Now, so you know, previously purchased Apple Watches equipped with blood oxygen measurements are not affected by the ITC order. General Motors has paused the sales of its Chevy Blazer electric vehicle over a software issue. It's yet another blow to the overall EV market and gives consumers another reason to pause on their own. GM didn't specify the issue, but CNN reported they did say it was not a safety-related concern and it's not connected to the car's Ultium battery-powered system or its Google built-in system that gives the driver access to Google Maps, Google Assistant, and Google Play Store. Though it's expected to be a record year of growth for the American EV market, demand appears to be cooling, and some manufacturers have cut back on production. The markets continued their advance in this holiday-shortened week. The Dow gained 159 points to close at 37,545, while the Nasdaq picked up 81 points to end the session at 15,074, and the S&P 500 added 20 points to close at 47.74. The markets are extending a rally of 8 straight weeks, and investors are not making any signs of letting up. West Texas Intermediate crude shot up today, gaining $1.58 to $75.14 a barrel at news time. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury ended the day slightly lower at 3.899%. And finally, there is this. And this is, once again, a story about dealing with remote workers. More companies are formally summoning workers back to the office, but not everyone is heeding the call. Next year, experts say we are likely to see the rise of backdoor remote jobs. These are virtual positions that companies approve ad hoc for the right candidate or high-performing staffer. Now, of course, while these loopholes may satisfy those select employees, companies will have to contend with accusations of unfairness once the word gets out. And that's a wrap for the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.